You know, I've driven an electric car for a decade, and I must admit, it is addictive. Not mildly addictive, but totally addictive. It really is quite remarkable. So I was really intrigued when I read about a Brit who can take, I think, virtually any automobile and make it electric, and does, and makes a living out of doing it. Justin Lunny is the founder and CEO of Everati Automotive, and joins us right now from London. It's good to have you with us.
Great to speak to you, David. Lovely to be here.
And I'm intrigued to see that you do business all over the world. I was reading your LinkedIn the other day, and it starts out, having recently hosted one of our latest Texas-based clients in London, along with his wife and friends, to commission his unique creation. And it goes on and on and on. So you're getting a lot of interest in this.
We are absolutely. So we are very fortunate that we have some real fans, actually, in what we do. You know, we create some very, very iconic cars and turn them into EV, but not just the powertrain. You know, we're looking at all the aspects of the car, how it handles, how it drives, how it brakes, how it steers. So, we've been very fortunate. About 70% of our clients are in North America, which is wonderful.
So why? I mean, there are so many. We're getting a lot of, you know, variety now of electric cars.
That's right.
Some pretty neat electric cars that are out there. Why take an old car and turn it electric?
Great question. So one of our big things here is that we're really trying to ensure that the cars, the iconic cars of the past, continue into the future and actually make them usable, drivable, enjoyable into the future. You know, there's many, many EVs out there, as you rightly say. Not all of them, if I may be so bold, are quite as pretty as some of the classics.
Really profoundly ugly.
They really
but
are.
Functional.
They really are. Functional, that's right. So, yeah, we're creating cars that are beautiful to look at, amazing to sit in, have the analog dials, but actually very, very enjoyable to drive. And as you say, have that real kind of EV push that people love as well, and combining the two.
It is the push, isn't it? It's the acceleration, the torque, the instantly be able to know that you can get around the car in front of you and make that exit if you need to.
That's right. Yeah, and you know, some of the cars we do, for example, the Porsche 911, is a very popular choice with our clients, and that's it's a late 80s, early 90s vehicle. And you don't see too many on the road, partly because they are quite difficult to use in modern traffic. You know, they will sometimes let you down. They may leak oil on the floor. But we create this into something that's beautiful to look at and great to drive. And you will not stop talking about it, an EV charger, when you stop as well, which is quite wonderful.
Well, one of the attractions and one of the selling points for electric vehicles is cost savings. That you know, it may
Absolutely.
Be more upfront, but once you do, yeah, it happens to be good for the environment. But it also, there's no oil or gasoline, and there's no, the maintenance levels are a lot low, and it's less expensive to maintain. But that's not true if you're taking, you know, a 1953 Mercedes Benz and turning it into an electric car. You're not saving any money.
You're not. You're absolutely not. You're absolutely correct. And actually, so our clients are, I guess, what you would call climate aware car enthusiasts that love the look of these things. It's not definitely about cost saving, being honest with you, but what they love is the fact that they can now use these beautiful cars every day. And of course, it's a talking point. It's a glamour. Cruising around in a 60s open-top Mercedes with zero emissions and all the power you need is a wonderful experience.
So how did you find your way into this? I looked at, you know, your history, and you're from fintech and technology.
Right.
And I mean, you're sort of a serial entrepreneur. Why this? Why Everati?
Well, yeah, do you know, it's a great question. I'm often asked, look, I can't really say this in the US because it doesn't really match, but in the UK, we call ourselves petrol heads, kind of a gas guy. You know, in other words, I've had cars that I've loved over many years. I probably started my obsession with cars about age 4. But when my daughter was 7 or 8, she started worrying about climate change, and she'd been taught at school that, you know, this thing was happening around the environment. And I just thought, could I do something outside of my previous roles in fintech, in clean tech? And then being honest, I saw somebody called Harry, then Prince Harry and Meghan, drive away from their wedding at Windsor Castle, which is only a few miles from where we live, in what was then an electric E-Type Jaguar. And that gave me the inspiration to really set Everati up. And here we are 5 years later.
So what's the adoption rate like on electric vehicles? Not just your high end, but the everyday. Here, it's funny. I read all the time. Well, you know, the tax incentives are abating, and so they're not as popular as they used to be. But then I look at the sales figures, and they're astronomical. Toyota just announced the RAV. I think it's the RAV4 is only going to be made as an electric and a hybrid. So I'm getting mixed signals here.
Yeah, look, that's very, very true, and it does depend on where you are in the world. You know, in Europe. Battery electric sales, in fact, there were some numbers out today, they rose 28% on an annual basis from April 24 to April 25, just taking that as a comparison. And it just shows that, you know, yes, there are lots and lots of new EVs coming out into the market. But then, as you rightly say, you look at certain states in the United States, you know, California, Texas, and Florida are certainly the largest states in terms of EV adoption. But of course, it's not maximized out yet, and this is changing both politically but also, you know, people's adoption rates. And of course, some of the Western OEMs want to kind of slow EV down because they're not quite as ready, should we say, as some of the Asian OEMs are.
But in Europe, I mean, gasoline prices are just astronomical, and UK, really UK the same way. And some of it is the scarcity, some of it are the taxes on it. But also the pollution. I know there's a tax, an extra tax, if you want to drive what into the city of London, and that's anti-pollution too. So it seems like there are every reason in the world to drive more electric adoption in, you know, on the continent and in the UK.
That's exactly right, and I think you know, certainly in cities, right? If you look, London is a prime example. It's got pretty narrow streets. If you go into Notting Hill or somewhere like that, you know, you've got maybe mothers pushing a pushchair next to a gas-guzzling vehicle. The fumes are coming straight out the back. That is not good for anybody in a closed environment. And therefore, in London specifically, there are congestion charges that were originally actually targeted principally at gas guzzlers versus EV. Some of that's changed right now, but certainly in a city, if you can breathe clean air, that's got to be a good thing. And as you rightly say, therefore EV adoption and growth in those spaces is, I believe, certainly a great thing. And of course, if you can do that in a beautiful car as well, that's classic and everybody wants to see you in, more the better.
Well, and the transition back, because again, it's not just your bailiwick. You've got a very special product. So is there a ballpark? How much does a conversion cost?
Yeah, so we when we do something, we don't do it by halves. So we do the full vehicle. We take it right the way back to the chassis, to the frame, and that car is then remade essentially as an EV. So it's a very, very, very detailed job. So our pricing, you know, on something like our Land Rover, which is an old school Land Rover, a 60s Land Rover, that's about $250,000, right the way up to north of $600,000 for some of our top-end vehicles.
Wow.
So this is not for the faint-hearted. It's a very exclusive club right now, but it's individuals who love, love, love the look of these cars. And in fact, many of these people are building them, would you believe, for their families. So they want to be able to hand these down to their kids, because they know their kids will probably only drive a clean air vehicle if they're a youngster right now. So it's a really lovely legacy that they're building as well.
Well, you can't do these in scale. I mean, it's not as though you have an assembly line in one 1960 Range Rover after another. Everyone has to be individual. How long does it take?
So it takes around 12 months. Mm-hmm. The great news is we have production facilities in a number of parts of Europe, and indeed we have a production facility over in California. So we're not limited to one workshop. And right now, if pushed, we could probably do 25 cars a year. So as you say, it's a very, very low number. But we are scaling that, and we're talking to a number of partners in the United States about how we might grow that out. So it's not large volumes, but what it is creating some beautiful dream electric cars, and the two don't always go together. You know, your dream car being an EV is not necessarily what always rolls off the tongue, but that's really what we're creating for our clients.
I'm aware of a lot of automobile conversion companies, and there are a fair number around here, around North Texas. It's a big market for it. But for this market, this is not a crowded field, I wouldn't think.
It's not, you know, and I think we're very fortunate. We are based in the UK, which means that our engineering is first class. My team is ex-Bentley, it's ex-Rolls-Royce, McLaren, Lotus, and very, very high in engineering. Plus a supply chain of amazing parts, but also things like upholstery and hand stitching. So really, we're creating a very, very bespoke, hand-built, finished car that happens to be powered now by a 21st century powertrain.
It's come a long way. I will admit, I guess 30 years ago, I owned a UK-made Jaguar that spent more time in the shop than it did in my garage. But I guess those times have changed.
They have. You would hope.
Justin Lunny is the founder and CEO of Everati Automotive, sustainable zero-emission iconic cars. Fascinating, fascinating business. We wish you luck. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, David.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.